The Olympics has been a dream from Mona for many, many years. It's something we've worked towards over the last 4 or 5 years together. She moved to Tennessee last September at the University of Tennessee, but it's still her ultimate goal. And yes, she will have in her training program over there, this will be her main event that she'll be targeting this year to make the qualifying time for the Olympics. Absolutely.
We knew last year, before the pandemic, that the Irish Open Swimming Championships was going to be the event to qualify for the Olympics. This 2021 version, the Irish Trials, is similar, but it's not the be-all and end-all. Can you explain how it works?
No, it's not the be-all and end-all. It's similar in the sense that all athletes that wish to qualify for the Olympics must swim in April at the trials. But if they don't actually make the time at those trials, they have a second opportunity in a meet in June. That has yet to be confirmed, what meet and what time that will be on. But it gives all the athletes a second opportunity because of the pandemic, and a lot of them haven't been training and haven't been in the water. So it's kind of a blessing, all right, to have that extra opportunity. But no doubt, all the athletes will be trying to make it happen in April, because this is the meet they've targeted, and just to get the qualification under their belt in April will take more pressure off them, and then they can focus really on performing to the best of their ability at the Olympics.
Some people listening, Grace, may ask themselves, why bring Mona at home at all to try and qualify for the Olympics if she can swim the time for her preferred events in the US? Why not simply do that?
It's Swim Ireland's protocol that you must swim at these trials. If you don't swim at these trials, you don't get the opportunity to swim in June. So you basically don't qualify for the Olympics then. So unfortunately, yes, she does have to travel home, and it'll probably be a couple of flights. So she just has to be very careful with herself and keep herself as safe as possible to get here COVID-free and be able to perform as well.
Yeah, sure. And there'll be an added layer of preparation in that. Presumably, she'll have to go through the various COVID protocols be it quarantining or whatever.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, she definitely has to quarantine. Well, she's to get a negative test before departure, and then as soon as she arrives, she's tested again, quarantining for 5 days minimum. And depending on the results for the second test after her arrival, will depend whether she's free to compete or not.
And will the 100 metres breaststroke be the event she'll be focusing on, do you think?
Yeah, the 100 meters has always been her main focus. So that will be her number one focus, which takes place on the Tuesday, the first day of competition, which is great. And they have heats, semi-finals, and finals in all events up to 200 meters. So there's three opportunities there to make the time. She'll also concentrate, I would hope, on the 200 breaststroke as well, which takes place on the Friday. So that she's pretty good to go in that as well. So I could see her. Her main event is the 100, correct, but I would hope she would compete for the 200 as well.
And even though there's probably still a small degree of uncertainty about the Olympics going ahead, Grace, does Mona let that bother her, or is she kind of focused on, she's preparing on the basis that there will be a Tokyo Games?
She's definitely preparing on the basis that there's a games going ahead. This time last year, she was gutted when they were cancelled. There's no denying that. But she has learned to, more or less deal with whatever's put in front of you. That's the way it is, So if they're cancelled or postponed, or not postponed, they'll only be cancelled this time around. I don't think it'll fit, she'd be very disappointed not getting the opportunity to get to the Olympics, but she's still targeting 2024, So that would be her next target then for those Olympics. So it's not that she won't get the opportunity to swim at an Olympic Games. She's young enough to be able to target the 2024 and the 2028 if she wishes.
From the correspondence you've had with her over the last few months, Grace, be it phone calls, WhatsApps, emails, etc., what sense do you get of her from regarding her time in Tennessee? She seems to be enjoying life out there.
She is. She's settled in very well. They have a fabulous team. She's loving the team atmosphere and having, those 40, 50 girls training with her, and egging her on and pushing her in training, and them and she pushing them. The coaching staff over there are fantastic as well. So she's in a really good program. She's loving every bit of it. And she's doing her studies too, which she has to do, but she's really loving her swimming. And that's all you could ask for, you know?
Yeah, I suppose that's slightly new for her, because I suppose swimming is such a solitary sport in many ways, as you'll know from training with her in the Marlins Club in Ballyshannon. The team was basically yourself and her for a lot of the time. So being part of that wider pool is probably a new and pleasant experience.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it was myself and Mona for many years, and it's hard when it's one-on-one like that. It can be lonely for her, but yeah, she's loving the team, and it's going really well for her. And it's a whole new experience, which is great.
Yeah. And one final thought, the national trials in April from the 20th to the 24th, they will also double up as qualifications for the European Swimming Championships in Budapest later in the year, and I think the World University Games. So there are multiple goals to try and hit here potentially for her, are there?
There are, absolutely, yeah. The Europeans would definitely be a target. I know Swim Ireland are looking to qualify relays at that European, which Mona would be part of. So she'll definitely be going to the Europeans anyway as a member of a relay team. And she should. I wouldn't have any. She's never failed to qualify for Europeans over the last number of years, so I can't see her not qualifying. But she should qualify for the individuals in the Europeans and the World University Games. So yeah, those are opportunities that will come our way. And if the Olympics don't happen, at least those are other competitions that may happen that she can target. Absolutely.